I used to think we went on missions to help the less fortunate, but during this mission, I learned that it's much more than that. We go on these missions to be the working hands of God, to be the hands for change. During this mission, we pulled weeds, painted, and cleaned out a shed and classrooms. Because of the over 100 degree weather, we constantly went back and forth to get water. And during our breaks, something clicked between each of us and helped us get closer to each other and to God. Ooh, I saw my face, okay. On Wednesday night, after lights out, a few of us stayed up to watch the meteor shower. It took a while, but it was all worth it when we all saw the same bright star shooting across one of God's most beautiful creations. On Thursday before our service at the Winchester Church, we prepared, cooked, and served adobo and lumpia for dinner, with guidance from Auntie Cherry, Wednesday, and Auntie Lori. After dinner, everyone headed to the sanctuary for the service where we all praised and worshiped God through music and prayer. Later that night, while heading back to the campsite, Dylan sang every Disney song that played, Peace Days bought us popsicles, and there was endless laughter throughout the ride. Again, some of us stayed up, telling stories, talking, and trying not to laugh out loud when Gyro would say or ask some random things. We ended our mission on Friday after we rode on pontoon boats around the lake, where we took time to enjoy nature and make memories. I remember Peace Days asking us to find the heart of the watermelon, or the moment that would stick with us. But for me, it wasn't just a moment. It was the whole trip because I spent it with some pretty awesome people who I consider my family. Thank you.
Good morning, I'm Brianne. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, I went on my first mission trip with the youth, the young adults, and Pastor Stacy. I was doubting on going because I was distant from everyone and I didn't want to feel alone. But what's life without exploring? So I went. The day after, about 8 of us painted this hallway at the San Jacinto UMC. We were such a mess. Paint got on our arms, our legs, in our hair, on our shoes. The ceiling was even cracking when Danielle was painting it, and Faith would accidentally bump the back end of the paint roller into me from time to time. But it was all good because we had something to laugh about. Later that day, we went to Winco to go grocery shopping for the food we'd be preparing the next day. Now this was probably one of the things I won't forget. We constantly called Pastor Stacy Mom, especially if we were around a lot of people. Keep in mind, there are around 20 of us and we're all Filipino, so it looked like she adopted 20 kids. That night, after we all showered and ate dinner, we had worship at the campground. I felt God's presence whenever we sang the songs that I almost cried. I didn't know that could happen. It was unexpected. To be honest, this night was one of the things that changed my life because my relationship with God became stronger. On the last day, we decided to have one last adventure before leaving to go back home. We rode on pontoon boats at Lake Skinner. P. Stacy, Arnell, and John each drove a boat for us. I was in John's boat, and it was getting too quiet in the boat, and we didn't even have a speaker to blast out music. So instead, we sung our hearts out. We had no shame. We even almost sunk our boat. Despite the bugs, the flies, the extreme 100-degree heat, I had so much fun on this trip. I'm glad I went because I'm finally a part of the family, thanks to P. Stacy for adopting me too. I even had things checked off of my bucket list because of this trip, like stargazing, camping, seeing shooting stars. But most of all, this trip has strengthened my relationship with God. I feel like a different person coming back, in a good way, of course. They say that you have to be with the right people in order to have fun. And to be honest, I had so much fun because I was surrounded by the most amazing people I know, and they're all sitting behind me. They're now my second family, and it feels great to be a part of them. I love you guys. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Dylan. I just want to talk a little about this past mission trip. This mission trip, although being my first, has just been such an amazing experience for me. Before I'd come onto the trip, you know, I didn't expect much, just another plain old trip. But all I have to say about it now is I wasn't expecting this. A lot of things happened on that mission trip, and it's had quite a big impact on me. It opened my eyes to a lot of things. It was just so spiritually refreshing. Going on this mission trip reawakened feelings and old realizations and even sparked new ones. In the time on the mission trip, not only had I felt that I'd become closer to God, but to all my friends here in the youth group. Our trip may have ended that Friday, but the great experiences that I would have would not. Now I left that trip changed. It opened my eyes to just how valuable this church as a whole is. I'd actually been going to a different church for a while, and I just recently came back to this church about a year ago. Now, that other church is amazing. It had huge white buildings, a gigantic sanctuary. Middle school and high school had their own worship rooms with foosball tables, ping pong, and table hockey. Now, that church was just decked out, but there was something that that church didn't have, the feeling and the comfort of a home that this church does. Now, personally to me, this church feels like a home away from home. This is what I really want in a church, a place of sanctuary where you can seek shelter and help for your problems. Now to me, coming here gives me a break from the stress of everyday life and even lets me spend time with all these wonderful people here in my youth group. I want to take the time to thank them all as a whole for what has kept me here. And I can't leave this place. I'm proud to call them my family. In the year that I've been here, they've given me such a wonderful time. And it makes me believe that these are people I'll be around for a lifetime.
Morning. I'm Lauren, and this past summer I participated in a program called SSP. Now, this stands for Sierra Service Project. It's a program for Christian middle school and high school students to volunteer for mission trips. They have sites in California, Arizona, and Oregon. I volunteered from June 28th to July 4th as an individual in San Diego. Now, typically, youth groups volunteer together with their churches, but I knew that I wasn't going to be able to make the mission trip that my youth group just went on, so I decided to sign up as an individual so that I could still serve. And it was really fun, but at first it was kind of scary because I didn't know anyone, but the other youth groups were really welcoming and were very friendly. So I was assigned to work team with six youth from different churches and two adult leaders. And our work team's job was to build a fence for a man who couldn't afford one. We spent most of the week digging huge holes, setting poles inside of them, and filling the hole with cement to make strong, secure base for the fence. One of the days we spent in the canyonlands pulling out weeds and removing invasive species. And we also picked up trash. One of the groups actually found an old mattress underneath a bunch of bushes. That was crazy. another one of the days we went to Tijuana. That was one of my favorite activities. Almost half of the group of volunteers decided to go. We all walked over the border into Mexico and then met up with Salvation Army representatives. They then drove us to a women's shelter and then a men's shelter for recent deportees. And the men's shelter was really interesting because it could hold over 100 people per night, and I thought that was pretty cool. We then heard several speakers talk about the shelters and then two people discuss their deportation experience. It was really sad and touching, but their faith got them through it, and it was really inspiring. Each day was a combination of work, worship, and play. I made a lot of new friends from different churches, and I had a lot of fun. I think that through the spiritual activities and volunteer work, I strengthened my relationship with God. SSP was a really great experience, and I hope that next year our entire youth group will have the privilege of being a part of this awesome program. Thank you.